Things of the color. And some of you might have, you know, depends if you're a yucky or whatever it is, but you might have family that have parents or grandparents, like, you know, people often talk about their Zadie, you know, he's going to shul, you know, every day, like for the past, you know, 8 years, always exactly, you know, 7 o'clock, he's always on time, like, meaning the calling is not a creature of moods. Sometimes, you know, we have moods. Sometimes we feel inspired, and sometimes we feel happy, and sometimes we feel sad. The calling is the one that says, every day, it's a bonus session, you do the same thing all the time. That's the Kohen strength. But now we come to the Levi. The Levi's job in the Beis HaMikdash was Shira and Zimra. What is Shira? Shira is vocal music. They would sing. And Zimra is instrumental music. They would play instruments. They had flutes. They had the equivalent of string instruments. Nebel, the chinar, right? The lutes and the violins and the guitars. Various sorts. Now, it's a real chaval that we really do not know what the music of the Beis HaMikdash sounded like. We really don't know. Now, Tehillim has a trump. There are Tameh HaNagina in Tehillim. But number one, we don't even know how those Tameh are. Some Sephardic groups say they have a Masorah how to read the Tameh in Tehillim. But even if you have such a Masorah, the Tamim and Tehillim do not correspond necessarily to what the Levium did in the Beis HaMikdash. There are those who claim that the Gregorian chants of Lahavdil, the Catholic Church, are remnants of the music of the Bayis Sheni. And I don't know if it's true or not, but it is theoretically possible, because after all, the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and the Catholic Church was there at the time, they started at the time, and they could have taken things from the Beis HaMikdash in fragments. Who knows? But the one thing about music is immensely powerful on your neshama, right? There's kamat nothing that can move a person, that can go so deeply into their neshama as music. But that is why the music that comes from immoral sources is considered to be so spiritually damaging. Because the music is something that goes into you very, very deeply. So if it's lyrics or rhythms even that emphasize the animalistic base impulses of human beings, it influences you in a deep way. If it's a music, in fact, that's even true, it's called Jewish music, but it's called Jewish music, it's not protected from you. If it's music that emphasizes the goodness of a person, the godless of a person, then it can lift you up. That's why people have asked Gedolim about classical music, because they say, well, if you're telling me if the music comes from a non-kosher source, it can influence you in a bad way, well, classical music. I mean, Beethoven was not such a moral guy. You know, he had affairs and everything else. Bach doesn't have to be a moral person, but he was a very, very devout Christian, who is therefore an Oben Avodah Zorah, right? So how can you listen to these guys? But the Rosh Yeshivas have said, maybe because they like classical music, but the Rosh Yeshivas have said that in every person there is good and bad. And in classical music, the mechabrim, the composers, put in the good parts of their neshama, because this is the music that stresses courage and hope and optimism. These are qualities. Beethoven may not have been able to carry it out in his personal life, but the Chalapach is he put it into the music. So music is extraordinarily powerful. Everyone understands this. The Vilna Gaon said that the Heichal, the palace of Nigun, of Nigun Nagina, is right next to the palace of Torah and the palace of Tshuva. Because music can help bring a person to Torah and of course inspire a person to Tshuva. But in music, the Levium were not bound, unlike the Kohen, who had to follow the details exactly. In music and in singing, there was room for improvisation, creativity, spontaneity. The Torah does not mandate that the Levium have to do it exactly that way. If you could sing something a special way, then you were invited to it. Right? So if the culling represents dependability, reliability, and consistency in serving Hashem, the strength of the levi was that the levi served Hashem with passion, with creativity, and individuality. See, two different ways. You can almost say chassidim versus misnagdim, although that wouldn't be quite right. But you see the two types of service of Hashem's form. Now, based on this skillet, between the Kohen and the Levi, we can now understand the mission in Kohen. If the strength of the Kohen is he can always do the same thing day after day after day, age is not going to be a problem, because the longer he does it, the more habitual it is. He only gets better at it. So a Kohen is not going to be disqualified at 50. He can do it at 60, at 70, at 80, at 90. Age is not a danger to consistency. If anything, age strengthens your ability to be consistent. What is the enemy of the Kohen? Physical disability. There may come a time in life where he physically cannot do it. That's what a mum is. A mum represents the notion a Kohen can keep going until it is physically impossible. And that's what a mum is. Age is not the enemy. It is the physical body that might be impossible.
He can also lose his original purpose.
That's correct, but remember, the Kohen, that's correct, we'll talk about the lady in a moment. The Kohen's strength is not his fervor. The Kohen's strength is his consistency. So consistency is not really like the machine. Right? Now, with the lady, it's exactly the opposite. The lady's strength is not his consistency. The lady's strength is his passion, his fervor, his creativity. Now, there what happened. Physical disability is not the problem. Because when you're seized by powerful emotions, you can actually transcend the limitations of your body. You've seen the stories about the mother where the car falls on her child, and the mother is able to lift the car because she's so emotionally aroused out of concern for her child. Now, she may be in the hospital for 6 months after that. But for a few seconds, and become superhuman. That's what emotion can do. The feeling of Avodas Hashem of the lady can be so powerful that even if you have a broken leg, you'll just try. You know, you see sometimes these people, this is also Christian faith healers, where, you know, somebody's in a wheelchair and the person gets up to the wheelchair. Now,